And welcome back to the studio. We're going to be talking to David Moore now, the editor of Astronomy Ireland magazine. There's a huge amount happening, and that interview ran a little bit longer than was planned. So, David, will you take it away?
I will indeed. We have an awful lot to get through because probably the best sight of the century, just as the naked eye, is happening in morning skies. Venus and Jupiter are passing extremely close to one another. They'll be so close tomorrow morning. If you hold your little finger at arm's length, you'll be able to cover the two of them. And Venus is 100 times brighter than the brightest star in the sky. I've never seen anything like it before. Even yesterday morning when it was clear, it was an amazing sight to the naked eye. So you've got a view between 3 a.m. and 5 a.m., but everybody in the country has to set their alarm clock for tomorrow morning. You will not be disappointed. Get up, watch it with the whole family. There's loads more details in Astronomy Ireland magazine. So given the time limits, I won't say more than that, other than that they'll be fairly close for the next three or four mornings as well, with all this great weather that's forecast.
And we've got the Perseid meteor shower.
I'll keep going, shall I?
Yeah, keep going.
Yeah, the Perseid meteor shower, one of the biggest meteor showers of the year, spoiled a little bit by moonlight, but it'll only affect people who live in really dark skies. The rest of us will still see all the fireballs. It peaks tomorrow night. It's about half as good the night before tonight and the night after, Wednesday night. So check out the three nights, but Tuesday night is the big night this year. An even better meteor shower coming up in December. And then also tonight and tomorrow night, Saturn, which is now in the evening skies, the only naked-eyed planet visible in the evenings, is near the moon. So if you look tonight, it's to the lower left of the moon. And if you look tomorrow night, it's the lower right of the moon. Now, the moon doesn't rise about half 10. You're going to probably not see it till about 11 p.m. And the last big thing that's happening this week is, of course, it's our monthly public lecture. And we've got a world-class expert zooming in to tell everybody in Ireland, kids, families, it's aimed at the general public, all about the stars nearest our sun and their planets. So if you want to get details of that, go to our website, astronomy.ie. You'll see our social media is there for free. And if you want to join Astronomy On, just click the join link and you'll actually be instantly emailed the sky notes for everything that's happening this week if you want more information. It only costs €1 a week to be a full member of Astronomy Ireland.
I've signed up. It's a really interesting, it's a great service that you guys provide. Venus being 100 times, we've got a little bit more time, so Venus being 100 times brighter, I mean, and you're saying that this is a kind of a once-in-a-lifetime type of thing?
Yeah, I ran our computers forwards about the 2040s, and I couldn't find a better view than this, and I don't remember having Venus and Jupiter this close in my lifetime, so it seems it's a very rare event. The two have to be well-placed to be seen, and Venus will be in the same position every 8 years, but Jupiter won't be there. That's probably why it takes several decades for this to be repeated. And I stood in awe on Sunday morning, around between 4 and 5 a.m., looking at these two objects. They'll be three times closer tonight than they were when I saw them. And they were already amazing. I was transfixed, thinking the whole country should be up watching this. It's a spectacle of nature. Just a line of sight effect. They're not actually physically close. Venus is several times closer than Jupiter is, but they just look so spectacular. Venus 100 times brighter than the brightest star in the sky. Jupiter is 6 times dimmer than Venus, but it's still a dozen times brighter than the brightest star in the sky. So you can imagine what this looks like in the morning twilight. If you haven't set your alarm, set it for 4 a.m., and if it's not clear this morning, or tomorrow morning, check Wednesday, Thursday, even Friday. They'll still be spectacularly close to the naked eye. And everybody can see this. You don't need any equipment. Get the whole family out, and the kids will be telling their grandchildren about it.
And as I say, I've signed up to the Astronomy Ireland website. What other things can people to get more information on it?
Well, I wasn't going to cover it because I thought we were short on time, but on Saturday, the Pleiades star cluster, the Seven Sisters, will be very close to the moon. Now, you can only see these easily with the naked eye, but with a bright moon very close to them, you're probably going to need a pair of binoculars to see this. So that's on Saturday night from about 11 o'clock onwards. And, you know, don't forget, Saturn near the moon tonight and tomorrow night. the Perseid meteor shower. There's just so much happening this week. I certainly won't be sleeping from dusk till dawn.
Well, very sorry to have cut that so short, David. Thanks very much for coming on. And I've got to go. So thanks for coming
on. Yeah, and the lecture tonight, so you sign up, get the tickets right now on astronomy.ie. Still plenty of time left.
7
o'clock it starts.
Brilliant. Thanks, David. Talk to you soon. Bye.
All the best. Bye-bye.
I'm afraid that's all time we've got time for this evening. And goodbye, good luck, and...